Shops are completing ICAR courses at a rate 31% higher than last year. Gold class certifications are at a record high, and the trade press is treating this like a feel-good story about the industry leveling up. Here's what they're not saying. The shops driving those numbers aren't doing it because they woke up inspired. They're doing it because OEM certification requirements are getting stricter, and if you're not credentialed, you're not on the approved list. Full stop. Honda, Toyota, Rivian, they don't care how many cars you fixed. They care whether your tech passed the module. So this certification surge, it's partly survival, not just ambition. Call it what it is. Now here's the part that matters to your Monday morning. If your competitor is stacking credentials and you're not, the gap isn't just philosophical, it's dollars. OEM-certified shops are commanding higher labor rates, winning total loss disputes, and turning away insurers who won't pay to procedure. That's real money leaving your bay if you're sitting still. The ICAR Registered Apprenticeship Program grew new certifications 7.1% year over year. That's not noise. That's shops building from the bottom up, not just sending one guy to a class and calling it done. So the question isn't whether training matters. You already know it does. The question is whether you're building a credentialed team or just a certified wall hanging. Because one of those protects your labor rate, and one just looks good on your lobby wall.